Welcome to Marriage University. My name is Tina Heisman. I'm a certified master life coach specializing in marriage. The topic for today's podcast is how to talk with your husband. But before we get started, I want to let you know I have a free, private, Happy Wives community on Facebook where you can come to get inspiration for your marriage. Search the Happy Wives community in the Facebook search bar, or head on over to my website, tinaheisman.com, and click on the banner at the bottom of the front page. Also, I have created a free download called the Marriage Makeover Guide. It's a guide to help you make over your marriage into a happier, more joyful, peaceful place. I like to refer to it as a solution tool that you can use to plug in any problems that you might be experiencing in your marriage. So just visit my website to download it. So now let's dive in and talk about how to talk with your husband. So my client Jennifer was frustrated with her husband about his spending. They had a family budget, but he wasn't sticking to it. He had a new fun hobby that was eating into the couple's savings account. And this was not okay with Jennifer. She had a threshold for how much money that she wanted to keep in the savings account, and her husband's spending was dipping into that, and it was really stressing her out. So she wanted to share her feelings with him, but she was afraid that he would get angry with her or throw her spending in her face, you know, because she spends money too, right? So she wanted help from me about how to talk to him about this. And so we did talk about it, and I'm really proud of her for seeking help with this, because not only will it help with this particular situation, but it's going to help strengthen their marriage in the long run. Learning how to talk to her husband will prevent her from trying to hint around that she has a concern, and it will also prevent her from bottling it up until she explodes. And so I have to say that I really resonated with Jennifer on this, because I too have been there. Like, I think that I tend to shy away from the difficult conversations because I don't want to have a big blow up or not be able to resolve something peacefully. And so I've been there where I bottled something up until I exploded and everything else. So that's why I'm sharing this with you today too, because it's really, I think, helpful for lots of us. So where we want to start when we're having like these emotions, like this, you know, unhappiness about something that our spouse might be doing, the most helpful and the most important thing that you can do, if you've got something brewing under the surface, take some time to sit down and write about it and pray about it. Write about what is bothering you and why it is bothering you. Girls, this is always the first step when something is bothering you. And I'm very specific about this. Writing it down will help you get crystal clear on your thoughts. And it will actually also help you relieve some of the stress about the situation. Trust me on this. It is absolutely not enough to just think about it or stew on it. Scientific research shows that writing accesses the left hemisphere of the brain, which is our analytical and rational side. So while you're writing, your left brain is occupied with that. This frees up your right side of your brain to be creative and thoughtful about the situation that you're writing about. So what this does is it helps remove any mental blocks that you might be having about the situation. I feel like it helps you breathe, it helps you relax, it helps you take a step back from the situation. You could look at it from his side and your side. It like opens your eyes, is how I feel. Like, it just wakes you up and it opens your eyes to look at the situation more fully. Because sometimes when we're upset about something, it's like you have a blindfold on and we're very narrowly focused on what's bothering us. But when you take a minute to open your eyes and look at the whole situation, you get more information, and it really helps you understand yourself and the situation that you're dealing with better. So now, the cool thing is, sometimes this little writing exercise is going to be enough for you to realize that you can solve the situation on your own, like just by you reacting differently to the situation. And then you might not bring it up at all, or you might bring it up in a in a different way at a different time. But that might not happen. So once you're journaling, you might realize that you do in fact need to speak with your husband about the situation at hand. And so the good thing is you've taken time to cool down. You've taken time to look at the whole situation and get your wits about you. And so now we can have a conversation in a constructive way, right? And so I am going to give you the steps right now to have this conversation with your husband in a way that will be productive. So the first thing to do is let your spouse know that you want to talk with him about something and find a mutually agreeable date and time. Now, this is to prevent him from being blindsided at a time that's not good for him. You know, I don't know about you if you've ever done this, but I have totally like tried to have a conversation at the wrong time, you know, in the middle of, you know, the dinner hour or whatever is going on. Just like I felt like so bottled up, like I had to get it out right now and solve it right now. And that doesn't usually go well for either of you, because then, you know, that means that I'm not in a good place. And then he feels like he's being attacked, right? So that's not good. So we're going to first find a date and a time that we're going to talk about it. Okay. So next, we're going to prepare for our conversation by setting an intention for how we want the conversation to go. So say that you want the conversation to go peacefully or smoothly. Or maybe you want to make sure that your words are kind, but still clear. Or maybe you really want to understand your husband on this issue. I think that's actually a really mature way to approach it, and something that I continue to work on. When you come at it from that perspective, it just brings you in a different place in the conversation. But setting an intention for how you want a conversation to go is so powerful. It's purposeful, and it will guide you during your conversation and help you remember to not lose your cool if things do get heated. Maybe you're not a lose your cool kind of a girl, but I am. I can very easily go from 0 to 60 in an argument when I feel like I'm being attacked. And that is something that I really need to work on, because that doesn't help. It does not help at all. Okay, so the third step is to consider writing out bullet points in advance of your conversation. And I do this because, as I said a second ago, when emotion floods me during a conflict, my brain freaks out. So the bullet points help me remember what I want to say. There's nothing more frustrating for me anyway than walking away from a conversation and I didn't get to say everything I wanted to say. And especially if it's like a problem or a challenge that you're bringing to your husband, you know, you don't want to have to go back again and again with it, right? You kind of want to do a one and done deal, hopefully, with it. So if you make some bullet points, then you won't forget what you had to say. So that's a personal preference, but that's something I do to help me. So now imagine that you're having your conversation with your husband. During your conversation, it's really important to use I statements. And I know you guys have heard about this before, but it is really important, because I statements do not use blame. They let you take responsibility for what you're thinking and what you're feeling, while also letting your partner know what you need and what you want. When you speak in an I statement, it helps you avoid putting your spouse on the defensive. It helps him not feel like he is being attacked, because you're not placing blame. This is really important. I statements work because they do not place expectations, judgment, or blame on our spouse. They allow us as a wife and as a human to take responsibility for how we feel. So obviously the opposite of an I statement is a you statement. You statements are judgmental and demanding, and they definitely put our spouses on the defensive. So that is not what we want to have a positive conversation. So I have a little formula to share with you. I found this in a book called Marriage Meetings for Lasting Love, and it goes like this. Step one, state how you feel about the behavior. Step two, name that behavior. Step three, suggest what you want to see happen, or maybe don't want sometimes. Step four, it's possible to warn of a consequence if, like, the behavior continues. This is one to use with caution, but I want to share it because I think it can be useful. So, for an example, if you were my client Jennifer, who was worried about her husband's spending, to speak in I statements, it might sound something like this. I feel very worried about our finances. I have noticed that we are going over our budget and dipping into our savings account. And this makes me feel anxious because I like to have at least 6 months of mortgage payments in the account to feel comfortable. Can we talk about how we can make that happen? I don't want to see us run out of money. So do you see there that that was pretty I statement focused? She's not coming at him and saying, you're spending too much money, you're having too much fun, you're doing this, you're doing that. She's saying, it's like she's coming to him as a teammate and she's saying, I'm feeling anxious by this happening. Can we talk about it, right? So that's going to be a much better way of getting support from your husband and not having him feel attacked. So that last step that I told you, that step four, where it says state a consequence. So in this example that I gave you, the consequence, if you will, that I threw in was, I don't want to see us run out of money. So like just so that she can get the fulfillment of saying that's what she's afraid of, running out of money, okay? But by consequence, I don't mean saying something like, if you don't stop that spending, I'm going to leave you. That's not what I mean by consequence. It's because that's going to be like a very harsh you statement that's going to make him feel defensive, right? So I just want to put that out there. Like, you want to tell him what you're afraid of. And I mean, other examples of consequence statements, I think the one they use in the book is about taking out the trash, where the wife is trying to talk to the husband about taking out the trash. And her consequence was something like about the flies getting to the trash or something. I don't know. So you can kind of work through that one, but just make sure whatever you're saying is coming from an I statement and has to do with your feelings. Okay. All right. Because we don't want their defenses to come up, because that just, it makes them feel like they're attacked, and that's not going to help either of us. So our job is to use our words to communicate the facts as we see them. So the fact in Jennifer's case is she's watching the savings account get dipped into, and her feelings about them, that it makes her feel anxious. Okay, so we're taking responsibility for us and explaining where we're at. And then what we want to do next is be willing to listen and understand our spouse so that we can have cooperation between us, right? So during our conversation, we want to make sure we speak calmly. And I've already told you, this one can be tough for me. Like, if something gets said that, you know, gets me upset, then I sometimes lose my cool. Okay, but try to stay calm and also stay on one topic. So don't make this meeting about any more than one issue. And don't go generalizing or bringing up any other old unresolved hurts. And don't say, you always do this or you always do that. That is going to make him feel defensive. And if your spouse tries to do this, which I feel like I have been in this boat more times than I care to be, then you just calmly say, let's stick to this topic for right now. I'm not meaning to bring up any of other issues. Let's stick to this one topic for right now. And if you want to talk about that topic, if that's important to you, then let's set another day and time, okay? Don't let them draw you in to an argument about something else and lose focus. But you want to make sure you let them know that what they're concerned about is important, right? Okay, so after you have gotten your information out, then you want to give your spouse a chance to reply. Be sure to not interrupt him when he's talking. I always recommend to my clients that they take notes while their spouse speaks to help them listen well. Just maybe make bullet points of things that he says so you can remember, and it will help you focus on listening to him and not formulating your response. Don't worry about formulating your response right now. You can get to that, but take notes on what he's saying. And maybe if a response came to your mind, you could jot that down too. But try to really focus on what he's saying so that you can make sure that he feels understood. And that's the goal, is for both of you to feel heard and understood. And so hopefully the result of this conversation is that you are both going to come to an agreement on how to handle the situation, right? But what happens if you can't? What happens if you're like in a stalemate? I would say table it for the moment. Say, you know what? Let's come back to this another time. And maybe give yourselves a few days or something so that you can both take some time to think about it more and come back at it. If it's something really big and you're still really struggling, then you might want to consider meeting with a mediator or a marriage counselor to help work it out. But don't just let it go or sweep it under the rug. Just keep trying to come back at it. Remember, you know, life is a journey and marriage is a journey and no marriage is perfect and all of us are working on things. And so this is a conversation tool here for you that I want to share to help you work through those more challenging issues that you might have with your husband. And I know that this is easier said than done. So if you would like a little guidance and some accountability as you work on it, please reach out to me. I have some great tools to help you along in your journey, and I would really love to work with you. So thank you for listening in today. I hope this was helpful, and please let me know if you have any specific questions. Also, that free marriage makeover guide on my website is a great tool for helping you solve challenges. And also, the Happy Wives community on Facebook is another resource for you. I try to share positive inspiration in that group. And of course, I offer one-on-one marriage coaching, so stop by my website or email me to learn more. Thank you all. I will see you next week.